you guys are children. You're all trying to figure out your yo-yos. This is hilarious.
Yeah. I've wanted to yo-yo for about a year now. I can do it. I just
Why have you
it.
Wanted to yo-yo for a year?
No, I've been thinking about yo-yos and going, I want that back in my life. Nice work, bro.
All right, ready?
I feel the safest here.
You want to light the torch?
I'll light
Welcome to the Theos Humans Podcast.
Episode 15.
Episode 15. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. And today we have a special guest, Dom Chabon.
Dominic DeCoco.
Dominic DeCoco.
That was the wrong button. That was supposed to be an applause button.
But it's a boo button.
It's a boo button.
Good one, Everett.
Right. They're right beside each other.
That doesn't hurt at all.
Already to a great start.
Dom is a good friend of ours.
Are you moving here?
No comment.
No comments. There's no comments on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Next.
Dom, we met Dom, 2 years ago in Reading?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. At the Bethel, what was it called?
Worship School.
Worship School, which was freaking amazing.
What's better, Reading or Shasta?
Shasta's pretty nice.
Is it a town?
Yeah, but it's a weird, like, there's a lot of, like, hippies. And it's like, but the snowboarding, they're snowboarding. There's all the things. There's these like really cool.
Do people go in the water in the summertime in Shasta? Don't they have, yeah. Isn't there like a
There's
lake?
A couple lakes. Yeah. Couple lakes, I've never gone, but.
Which state, is it California still, Shasta?
Yeah, Mount Shasta. It's like an hour north of Reading. I've never been. Reading is better for the people. Shasta is better for the views.
Right.
Okay.
How often do you go to Whiskey Town?
When you guys are in town. Worship Spirit. Really? We went last year.
Yeah, we did.
You weren't there, Everett.
No, I wasn't.
It wasn't. Where were you?
I was filming. I was filming research methods with Layla Nahavani.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's why you didn't come.
We had the time of our lives. We rented a boat.
I remember you FaceTimed me. I was in Canada.
It was freaking sick. Whiskey Town is like this town. That was a mining town, right? Or like during the California Gold Rush or something.
I have no idea. But this sounds good.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, no.
It sounds right.
No, that's right. It was literally a town.
Yeah,
and then they hit water.
We read the plaque.
Yeah. They hit water while they were mining or something, and the town flooded, and now it's a lake.
Gone.
And there's a town underneath.
Under the lake. Oh, this is in Shasta County.
It's like Atlantis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sick.
So you have been to Shasta.
I guess
Shasta.
So.
I've driven through. Yes, I've actually been to Mount Shasta.
It was called Whiskey Mount Creek Shasta. Diggings when this was happening in 1849 during the California Gold Rush.
Yes, thank you. So all that to say, it's insane. So like, there's a lake, and we rented a boat, a pontoon.
It was amazing.
And the water's beautiful.
But apparently, there's huge tarpon, or what kind of fish is it?
I forgot the name of the fish, but they're like they say there's like myths. Of fish at the size of school buses.
No way.
Yes. In that lake?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
There's sturgeon in it. It's possible. Well,
sturgeon. Okay. Sturgeon. Sturgeon. That's right. There's divers. Thank you, Chris.
Yep.
The fact man comes in. You know, bases are loaded. Fact man.
Yeah, the BSer.
No, that was a fact.
I brought you a Christmas gift and you just dog me.
Okay, wait. I don't know
if I'm gonna like it yet or not.
Okay, hold on a second. So bottom line is we are. Okay, this is what happened. We get the pontoon, we go on the lake, and then we start talking, and the boys mention, so apparently there's fish here that are the size of school buses, and people, guys that have had to dive down, like do work on or something. This they've seen them.
No way.
I'm dead serious.
Won't go back in the water.
And they won't go back in the water after they see them. Yeah. So we stopped swimming.
We stopped.
We got scared.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's amazing.
There's two lakes though. There's Whiskey Town and there's Shasta Lake. And Shasta Lake is like the one with the dam. And
So Shasta Lake's bigger.
A little bigger.
I'm just looking. I'm researching this right now.
Yeah. It's insane, dude. So anyways.
That's freaky.
So let's go swimming.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Let's go swimming. I think sturgeon are bottom feeders.
Yep.
Did you
guys? So I think you're fine.
Well, that's what people say is that they won't do anything to you. Yeah, but if I saw,
but what a if fish they did
the size of a school bus? I'm
fair
getting out of there.
And they look like sharks. Yeah. Like they look like dinosaur shark fish. So that would be pretty horrifying to come across.
They just don't have any teeth.
There's the three most common types of fish in Shasta Lake are bass, catfish, and crappie. Did you know crappie was a type of fish?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep. Am I saying that right?
I've had lots of crappy fish.
They usually say
Barubo. Fudge nugget.
Which one is boo?
This one.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for the setup. So yeah, that was crazy. So that's what the people in Reading have to do.
That's all we have to do.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Didn't Bethel. Oh,
look at that. Sturgeon. What is it? What's it called? Sturgeon?
Sturgeon.
Look at that.
You know sturgeon caviar is the most expensive in the world almost.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Caviar is very expensive.
Good thing I hate seafood.
Didn't Bethel basically like build Reading? I think we went into the Sheridan.
Oh yeah, and it got built because of them.
Yeah, and they were like basically they just built it because Bethel brings enough people in that it made sense.
Yeah.
We need a better hotel than that. But that's like the nicest one in Reading.
I thought it was really nice.
It's not bad.
It's
because it's brand new. That's the only one though.
I spent a lot of time in that Sheraton because when Nate and I were there, Nate got sick and we had to quarantine.
Violently ill.
Like, turns out it was just food poisoning.
I got food poisoning and it was coming at it both ends. You know what I mean? Every time I think I got to vomit, I'd start vomiting and then I'd be like, oh boy, switcheroo. Yep. And then I, take turns there and then I'd be like, you know what? Switcheroo. Yeah. Until there was nothing left. And then I'd be like, hey, Everett, can you go get me some soup so that I can
reload?
So, yeah, exactly. I need to put another one in the hopper. It was unbelievable.
I once was Tiff was working at an organization in Canada, and they brought her as a guest speaker into Saskatoon.
Yep.
Have you been?
I've been to Saskatoon, sadly.
That was so funny and vague how you put that. An organization in Canada. Yeah, go on.
I want to keep them out of it.
Yeah.
And we both got sick. We started puking on the flight. There.
Oh,
and we're sick. Oh. Both of us literally in the hotel. She couldn't speak. We're so sick. What does that remember? Oh yeah, you were sick at the
dude. Okay, so I'm gonna, you know how we have that rule that we can't talk about certain individuals that are loved ones on the show?
Yes.
So I'm not gonna talk about a certain loved one, someone that I may or may not be married to. But I'm just gonna say this. I was on a flight to Toronto on Friday. Listen to this. Why am I on a flight to Toronto on Friday? And for whatever reason, okay, there's this airplane in Canada called an Embraer.
Oh.
Okay, an Embraer is a twin prop. It's a twin prop. And Canadian airlines still use this. They're dinosaurs.
Well, because they fly to the Arctic all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to use prop planes.
Yeah, bottom line is if you fly with WestJet or Air Canada from like Vancouver to Seattle or Vancouver to Portland, or as I just found out, Nashville to Toronto with WestJet, they put you on a freaking Embraer. And so I was telling my wife on Friday, because she hates traveling. Oop, said her name. Okay, anyways, cat's out of the bag. Doesn't matter.
It's your choice.
It's my choice.
Well, actually, no, it's not, because technically it's her choice.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, anyways, long story short, now this is the mess has been created, and let's just keep making it bigger. So long story short, she's like, Nate, she's like, what kind? Is this like a regional jet? Because I hate regional jets. I'm like, babe, it is a regional jet. I'm sorry. 2+2 configure-ish, you know? She's like, I hate those ones. I'm like, I know. Sorry, it's going to be a bit bumpy. Well, we show up and there's an Embraer. Okay. Now, if you think that regional jets are bumpy, Embraers are the bumpy. It's like you're flying in a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And these things, they're so loud. And we're sitting right beside the turbine. It's like the whole time. And then on top of that, like they are so wind affected because they don't go all that fast. Right.
Yeah.
And so like a wind, I mean, God could just look at us and go, hey, and it's just like, you know what I mean? It's mental. And I haven't been on a flight in a long time where anybody went, like when everybody after, like with a little bit of turbulence, everybody in the whole thing went, whoa, like that. Have you ever been on a plane where you hit turbulence and the whole thing went right, like that?
Yeah.
Right? And it's grown-ass men, right, that are like, right? And there's somebody like, Jesus! You know, like, anyway, all that to say, so we're sitting there and we get now, for most of the thing, because these things don't fly so high, They can't fly that high. So they're like, it's most of the time you're going straight, but you're not going straight.
You're going sideways.
Yeah. That's flying in an Embraer. And so what you do is you just close the blind and you just watch your movie. Do you know what I mean? Which there was no movies.
How long was the flight? You have to pre-download a movie.
How long was the flight?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah. Nope. It's longer.
Ooh. On a regional jet, it's 1:10 to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was an extra 50 minutes on this Embraer, right?
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Canada, right? So anyways, long story short, here we are in the Embraer, right? And like we're hitting turbulence, and it's not turbulence. It's just wind, right?
Yeah.
And the plane's going, and my wife is like, she can't handle it. So she starts to whip herself up into a frenzy, and she grabs my phone. No. And she starts to make a note because she doesn't want other people to hear. And she's like, I think I might have sharted my pants. Right? And I'm like, are you for real? She's like, I think so. I'm going to have to check. She didn't shart her pants. She checked. Okay? But she's like, she was like.
Good thing she never watches the show and never will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, all that to say, we were due to go back on the same thing on Monday, which is today.
And you changed.
Yeah, I switched it to last night to a jet, you know, just to Detroit and then to here.
And you made it home.
Delta. And we made it home.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Just a fun fact for you. Yeah. There have been 13 accidents of Embraer aircraft since 2000.
Yeah.
There have been 20 reported incidents for Boeing 737s.
Wow.
Just a little comparison.
But there's like probably 20 times the amount of 737s that fly.
Totally.
Embraers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'd like to look at the
I guess,
data
yeah. So
that.
Probability would be higher.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Bottom line is I think that it would be pilot error with those Embraers because the guys that fly Embraers are literally 17 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you start.
Totally. Like that's what Air Canada
does. You start or with JetBlue doing like Newark to Toronto. I used to fly those twin props all the time out of Newark.
I flew
it's horrible.
I flew a flight in New Zealand with Air New Zealand or whatever whatever their thing is. So we flew to Sydney on a regular plane and then we had to fly, you know, from in New Zealand, you know, and it was like a puddle jumper and it was a 12-seater, one configuration. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, no way.
I've done that flight in Haiti.
Oh.
Ooh.
I flew a 12-seat prop in Haiti.
Nope. Yeah. I have a friend that I grew up with. We were in a band in our teens, and he was a missionary. It's not funny. He died on one of those flights, dude.
Where?
In Haiti.
Who?
Cole Brown. My buddy Cole, he was like...
When did he die?
5 years ago? 6 years ago?
You're kidding me. The flight I was on.
Yes. It was a missionary... It was one of those missionary flights.
No. Yes.
And they took off like at night, apparently, and there's like a storm rolling in, and they're like, it's going to be okay. And they never found his body, bro.
Jeez.
That's
why I don't do missions.
There used to be a major, I believe it was at Southeastern... In missionary piloting. Like you could go to school and major in that.
Missionary piloting?
Missionary piloting.
Killing people?
No, like that was what you went to school for. Like your major is
to
being
not
a missionary
kill
pilot.
People.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
You either can go or you can send, and I'm always sending.
I'm sending. Other people's feet are blessed.
you can either go or you can send.
I'm sending
and
people.
I'm sending. That is gold.
Push pay.
You know what? Oh, I love this. I care for people. I care for them. You know what? Here's $100.
I'll send you.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I always say when it comes to missions? Better you than me.
That's right. that was the best line ever.
Okay, missionaries, hey, have it hard. Okay, and I actually love missionaries, and I have a huge heart for missionaries. I've been on the mission field. Those guys are, and their families, their wives, they are freaking champions. Okay, but they take it. You know, like they, oof.
In what way?
Oh, dude.
In
everything bad happens to missionaries.
It's true.
It's almost like they're.
I know. It's like
you know that that saying. You know, God saves his toughest battles for his tush, or his hardest battles for his toughest soldiers.
Soldiers. We have never.
Missionaries are the whipping boys.
Yeah.
Of Christianity.
We've never. I don't think we've ever made a meme about a missionary.
We got to.
Yeah, because we're not cruel. Because
no, we are kinda, cruel, but
yeah, but how do you make a meme about a missionary?
Oh, that's happening this week.
We got to hit them somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's true. They have bad luck. They have bad luck.
This is all your fault, Dom. Okay.
I mean, they choose
you
to do
this
it.
Can of worms.
They do it voluntarily. I'm like when was the last time you heard of a missionary going to Uganda with a gun to their head? They choose to go. So you can make fun of them.
So it is a martyr complex, maybe a little bit. You know, like Dom's like, hey, go. The guy's like, I'm going. Right? He's the kind of guy who, like, his girlfriend just broke up with him. He got fired at McDonald's. Yeah, totally. He's like, I'm going. You know what I'm going to do? Because my life is falling apart. I'm going to be on the mission field.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to this. My dad told me this story about this Canadian missionary. So that always comes. My dad is the kind of guy who always brings a missionary to church, right? And they're like, oh, yes.
Mission Sunday. Yeah,
totally. You know. And it's never that good. You know what I mean?
Like, no, and it's always a two-hour service, too.
Totally. And here's the deal. It's actually really, really good, but it's just that these guys haven't interacted with anybody that speaks English in 5 years. 100%. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, for them, it's probably amazing, but it's just like they're literally relearning how to talk to people. Right. You know? So, and they're practicing on your audience. Yeah. Anyway, so the audience, and you know, our dad's church, they always give these people like insane amounts of money. Yep. It's awesome, right? So all to say, though, there's this missionary that my dad brings in every year. And I'm not going to say this person's name, but this I'm just going to give you an example, though, of missionary luck, okay? And so this dude was in somewhere, a remote part of Canada recently, and he slipped in the bathtub and, like, broke all of his ribs. Oh just in his hotel.
On the mission field?
No, in his hotel room, like, taking a shower.
Oh, my God.
That's missionary luck.
Yeah.
But missionary luck also goes the other way, where it's like they should be dead because they're like witness to like a tribe of Muslims and somehow they live to tell the tale.
That's true.
But it eventually catches up with them in a Super 8, you know, in Regina.
The mission field of Saskatoon.
It's funny because those are the guys that always, like, you know, somebody. Like the big kingdom builders guy in the church, like, donates an Escalade to them or something, but they can only drive it for 2 months out of the year.
It's
true. So they have, like, a beautiful house, a beautiful car, wherever, like, their home is.
It's just wasting away.
Yeah, but for 10 months of the year, they're in Kenya.
It's actually so
in a grass hut. And then they show up to your, and everybody's like, hey, wait a second, Buster.
We got you.
We got you. He's driving an Escalade.
I like to reverse mess with missionaries. So, like, when they come over, I just start to create, like, a bunch of fake cultural norms. You know, like, so, oh, you better finish that. It's rude in our culture if you don't eat that. You just, you know, start putting, like, maybe, like, Rocky Mountain oysters in front of them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is something that we eat. This is a horse penis. It's rude if you don't eat the entire thing.
Very Canadian tradition.
Yes, it is raw. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just like random stuff. God. Just and then at the end of it, you go, dude, I can't believe you ate that. And they're like, what? And then they get angry.
This is what Nathan wants.
No, this is not what
I have a story. I went to lots of missionary places, Greece, Turkey. And we'd go to these, like...
Wait.
Yeah, I was just going to say...
Santorini?
The islands, the Mediterranean. The isles.
When I was, like, 18. So this is, like, my entry into...
Sure.
Everything. We'd go to, like, Turkey, and there'd be these garbage dumps. Like, massive, like, mounds of garbage that these communities of people would actually live on. And we'd go, and we'd, like, serve food for them. And I traveled with, like, this itinerant speaker, and I was 18. Like, just, like, thinking, I was just, like... Yeah. Doing God's work. But one time we were in Bulgaria and I was 18 and there's a village of 7,000 gypsies that, like, all, like, they pack into this one village. They're not allowed into, like, the cities because they're, like, rejects and they're just gypsies. So you're just not allowed to do anything in the city. But we were doing, like, a lamb, like, stew for them where they bring in all these lambs that are alive. And because I was, like, it was my first time there. They're like, you got to be the one that slaughters on the land. And I was like, all right, I'm 18. And I didn't know how to do this. So I was just kind of like watching how they were slaughtering other lambs. But they put a lamb, they just like toss it down. It's like alive. And they like have it like strangled in a certain way. And they're like, all right, just take this. It's like a machete knife. They're like, just take it and slit the throat. And then we'll like all cheer because culturally in Bulgaria, that's like what they do. So I go and I put the machete on the neck and I'm, but I get nervous. So I like, I kind of go to cut the neck and I go too slow because I got nervous. And so I was like halfway through the neck and I didn't go all the way. And I couldn't. And it what turned to be like what was going to be a celebration of all these people being like, all these kids are like, what is happening? It's like this American 18-year-old boy that just like didn't know what to do, froze. And so then someone else had to come and like finish the lamb.
Oh no.
So
and the lamb is just being tortured.
So I tortured a lamb.
A sprinkler.
to feed thousands of gypsies.
Can you imagine so the lamb's laying there and saying, ow! Kill me! Kill me! Kill me!
It was dramatic. And the village was just like looking at me funny the rest of the night.
Oh my lord. Were they Christians?
Yeah, Christian. Yeah.
Okay. That's insane.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really have any like many stories.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
I just got sick really bad every time I went on a missions trip. Just awful. Just, you know.
I went on I went on one missions trip. I was required to in high school, and we went to Colombia. We went to Bogota and Juan de Costa, which is actually where Shakira is from.
Nice.
So it was so
for you, it was more of like a pilgrimage. You know, it's like your Graceland.
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, same stuff, right? Alex.
Canceled.
Oh, yeah. Diana Saget. I'm sorry.
yeah. You
know, she's going to come in for that one.
It was so.
No, I know the Colombians are actually cooler than everybody else.
It was nice so. Save. Yeah.
It's true. They actually speak proper Spanish. Everybody else is like.
That was a good save.
Apparently, everybody else sounds like they're from West Virginia.
Yeah. Nate speaks Spanish, so he knows well.
Alex and Diana told me that, and I'm trusting them.
Dude, everybody's gonna say that. Cubans say that. Argentinians say that.
Cubans definitely do not. There's no way that Cubans speak proper.
I'm just saying Spanish. every Hispanic culture says that. They're like, we're the dominant species. Everybody says that.
Well, apparently the Colombians actually sound like they're from Spain. Like they're like it's.
So they speak with lips.
Yes, like Penelope Cruz.
Yo quiero un cerveza, por favor.
In Ibiza.
In Ibiza.
I'm having beers in Ibiza.
Vamos a la
comprar. Do you guys want to come?
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
so you're in Colombia.
I went to Colombia, and it was kind of ridiculous because we went on a missions trip. But we didn't do anything. We just put on these concerts at these schools. And we literally put on a concert at the school that Shakira built. That's an arts school.
Okay.
So it was so ridiculous just because really every helping. Dude, every time we finish our little worship concert en inglés for these Colombians, they would all just come onto the stage and they were so much better musicians for us. And they'd start playing the songs that we just played. And they'd be like,
way better.
Oh, you guys should have done this instead. And what if you sang it like this and did this progression? And we're like,
right.
Why are we here? And then yeah. And we would go to like
white saviors.
Yeah. We would go to these private schools. So we're leaving in like some ratchet bus, you know, all just piled on there. And all the kids are getting picked up in like BMWs and Mercedes. It's like, dude, we're the joke. Yeah.
You were ministering to the drug dealers' kids.
Yeah.
Is probably what was happening there.
Yeah.
You know they need Jesus too.
Yeah, they're Catholics.
They do have Jesus. So Jesus works, picked them up in the BMW.
Did you like the Colombian food while you were there? Colombian food's great, I think.
No,
what is Colombian food?
No, because we were on a missions trip.
They used to have a Colombian, but you didn't get any of the.
No, I'm pretty sure they served us chicken, but I think it was actually cat. It was like, yeah, it was bad. It was
Chris. Why don't you tell us one of your Colombian stories?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tell us.
I've never been to Colombia.
No. The other Colombian story.
I'll tell Chris. The Colombian story.
Come on. Colombian stories. Come on, Chris. Do it.
Come on, Chris.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Liar.
You fake actress.
What's that, Ekansu?
Ekansu.
You fake. You liar. It's Davide.
What is this?
From UK.
Love Island.
Did you guys hear Luke and Jim aren't together?
I heard that.
Oh, I did.
Gemma, but that shit,
if that surprised anybody, that's the joke's on them because we all saw that coming.
Totally. Luca was trash.
Yeah.
And he was holding on to her the entire time. She was visibly bothered that she was in a relationship with Luca.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I don't think Luca was trash though.
Yeah, but the way that
he was cool. Annoying.
He was a bit annoying.
I feel like he stayed so strong.
He was so needy.
That's the thing. He was so needy for her.
The way that Luca would post with her, I'm like, dude, it's way too much, way too soon. Like he posted they were like doing fireworks, and he's like, my first time doing fireworks with my baby. I'm like, dude, dude, that is lame.
It's so true. When you're dating a girl, you have to chill, don't you? Like if you. Like some guys are like, she likes me back, right? And then they just run out the whole whole repertoire, right? Their whole bag of tricks is let out, and then that's everything, right? I don't know about you though. If a girl started to like do that to me as a man, I'd be like, I would just run.
100.
Yeah. What do you think?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's when guys like
Brian was
when,
it, when guys oh, that's are right. girls, you didn't watch Love Island with us over the summer, did you? You were in Canada. No.
I'm a Christian.
He was in Canada.
Sorry, he's a Christian.
I know. I'm going to get crucified for saying that I was keeping up with Love Island.
You love it.
I actually went back.
I do love it.
Dude,
I can tell.
I went back. I'm watching season 5 for the first time right now. I have 2 episodes left.
Who's in season 5?
Mora, Tommy Fury, and Molly
May. No way. Tommy Fury's in it? Is that where they met?
Tommy Fury, not Tyson Fury, his brother.
I know who Tommy Fury is because I'm a Jake Paul fan.
Oh boy.
I'm not going down this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not today.
Same. No comment. It's amazing. I love that show.
Mully.
Is that where they met?
Yes, that's where they met.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you kind of just gave the ending away. So now I know that they're still together.
Dude, it's your fault for watching season 5.
My bad for being in real life.
I wanted to watch it. I've seen all the other seasons.
The best season is with Shauna.
Oh yeah,
have you seen that one?
Yeah,
I think it's season 4.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and she gets dumped after Casa Amor, lads on tour. Anyways,
Dom. We almost called a segment Nate and I did on the road, lads on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Would you go on Love Island?
No.
No. Okay.
Chris, would you go on Love Island?
I'm like 38 years old. You got to be in your 20s.
Yeah, if you're in your 20s.
No.
If I was more fit, I would go.
But dude, you're like, pretty fit.
I'm not.
I mean, compared to me, you are.
Like, come on.
You got abs.
I do not have abs.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen my abs?
You were sexy.
Okay.
We were basically naked together on that pontoon.
Oh my God. That's what bonded us.
That's what Shasta does to you.
The old Shasta spirit. It's a bonding spirit.
Chris, you start it. I don't want to start it.
I'm driving, dude. I'm keeping this up.
What are you driving? We're in the company cube.
We are in the company cube. I'm driving and doing a Theos leader retreat because Chris makes me do everything.
That's true.
So, May, March, 22nd to 24th, Coachella Valley. There's limited spots available. And we're going, we're embracing our soft sea complementarianism this year. So we have Joe and Lori Champion. We have John and Chantel Norman. We have David and Elaine Campbell. We have Frank and Sharon Damasio, Frank the Tank. We have Jude and Becky Fuque.
And the whole faculty,
including Chris Palmer. I don't know why they're giving him another slot this year, but they are.
Bring your swim trunks and your golf shorts.
and come enjoy fun in the sun and say hi to everyone.
Golf shorts.
Golf clubs.
Golf maybe.
Golf pants.
Golf ankle socks.
Golf shorts.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
so
can we open these?
Yeah, what are these? Yeah.
So
is this part of the segment?
So wait, I just wanted you guys to know I appreciate you.
Dom, apparently we don't appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris. I
you know what?
It.
I actually have something for you. When they open it, I have something for you.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing. I just, by the spirit, knew you'd be here, so I do. I have it. It's in this pocket.
Did he still open up?
He told you.
Yeah, I just a little something. I was perusing the
this
aisles.
Is so
of,
nice.
I was perusing the aisles of CVS today, and I thought of you guys, and Merry Christmas.
So are these like specific to each person?
No, they're just general gifts to let you know I love you and appreciate you. There's nothing savage in it, don't worry.
Let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I
was actually thinking I wanted a yo-yo.
Oh, that's sick. Dude, NHL.
Yeah, 1991 cards.
That's freaking sick.
I know. Oh, we got to open them up to see who got something good. Okay.
Dude, this is so thoughtful.
You're welcome, okay. Guys. You're welcome.
Where is this Chris?
There better be a Steve Eisenman. If there's no Steve Eisenman or Sergey Fedorov.
Damn. Do you know my mom makes this a dish?
I got sardines.
Nasi goreng.
I know.
You like sardines?
I'm not a fan.
No, I don't like sardines either.
This is the best. This is the best CVS has to offer.
Okay. Dude, I am so happy. If I get a maple
Sergey
leaf.
Sergey Magarov.
Hold on. If I get a maple leaf, I am going to cry.
I'm hoping you would. I actually thought of you.
Okay. Did you, Chris, you go to the CVS on Del
Mike
Rio?
Ricci. He's pretty good.
On Hillsborough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Brendan Shanahan, who is the manager of the Leafs.
Good. He's good.
Jamie,
I don't know anything.
Brett Hall,
Derek King. That's a good card.
That's a good card.
Yeah, maybe
it's in mint condition.
I know nothing about these.
Rick Tocchet.
Me neither.
Gord Murphy.
Vincent D'Anfoos.
I don't know that. I don't know him.
Are you kidding me?
Look what I got.
Derek no Sarah. Way. Marty McSorley. Wendell Clark.
Brian actually wants
dude,
that.
Dude, can I trade you?
For
don't
what?
Trade him. I'll give you Mario Lemieux.
Take Mario Lemieux.
Dude, yeah. This is way better.
It is. It is.
That actually might be worth something.
That's a good.
Yeah. Ooh, I got Steve Yzerman and Mark Messier.
You jerk.
You better these cards could actually be worth something.
I got Marty McSorley. Remember what he did?
Yeah. He was Gretzky's
his Gretzky's enforcer.
Yeah.
Dom.
Dave Ellett?
No, thanks.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. That's a Leaf.
Yeah, Dave, I don't remember him.
He was
Marty McSorley is famous, Dom, for in a game.
Punching Ulf Samuelsson.
Yes, but then, and also, he got up and he, what is this called? Like
slash?
Baseball swung a guy's head with his hockey stick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, this CVS.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. This is
Does
very
Does anybody
thoughtful.
Want to try Everett's sardines while we're here?
I do. I'd be honest with you, I am going to pass.
What? Who opened that? Does it smell like sardines? Maybe that was just in my
probably
head.
My breath.
I think that was just
in my head. Might have been my sushi.
I'm like, wait, did someone open
this?
Yeah, it might be my breath.
Oh, actually, I kind of smelled that too for a sec.
What is this?
I didn't open it.
It's Silly Putty.
Guys.
Ooh, I love Silly Putty.
What if these cards existed for pastors?
That's genius.
That is genius.
Can
trading
we do it?
Cards?
I shouldn't pastor have said trading it. Cards? Someone's going
to
take the idea.
We need to do that.
Pastor trading
no,
cards.
No, everyone's busy enough. No one's going to take that idea. We're going to do it. That's ours.
And then we could trade what? Cards.
Yeah, we're not busy enough.
No, that would be a good idea.
We have nothing to do.
We're absolutely doing that.
So
yeah,
who's the lineup?
Well, I mean, how far back are we going?
You have your cards that are obviously you want.
Can you get guys that have been suspended?
And then there's guys that are, oh, absolutely.
I want Carl Lentz.
Yeah. But then it goes back to like A.A. Allen.
Yeah.
All the way back.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the church fathers. I mean,
you need to have like second string as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like just an associate pastor you've never even heard of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's funny.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, a youth pastor from like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yeah.
Or Mon, you know, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's brilliant.
That would be brilliant.
I want Everett, a Paul Dunk. I want a Paul Dunk card.
Look up how much a Mario Lemieux 90.
I like Paul Dunk. I want his card.
Yeah, I like Paul Dunk.
It's great.
Yeah. Obviously, everybody would want the Judas Smith card.
Right.
Right. And you'd want the Judas Smith rookie card.
I want Richie.
Richie's pretty good. Yeah, I'd want the Richie card.
He's got some good stats on there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would we go into the Catholic Church?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so.
Theologians, maybe? Yeah.
Ratzinger?
Yeah.
A Ratzinger rookie card?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Can we get worship leaders in there, too?
That's another addition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is another addition.
It's another addition.
I want Michael Gongor.
Why?
I have a strange Instagram obsession with him.
Is this pre or post deconstruction?
Post.
Post.
He's just weirder and better.
Dude, he's pretty entertaining. I'll give him that.
Dude, I literally will just go on. I was on his Instagram today and I have a meme that I need your guys' help making, by the way.
I think Gunger post deconstruction and then Pat Barrett pre
the book
back in the Unhindered days.
What was the band?
From Acquire the Fire?
Was he in Acquire the Fire? Is that how he got
his
start?
He had a band that would always play at Acquire the Fire.
No way.
Awesome. I went to the Arco Arena one time. I wasn't allowed to be in there because I wasn't 18, but I snuck in.
Where's the Arco Arena?
Where's that?
In Sacramento.
Oh, really?
Unhindered was playing Pat Barrett's band.
My sister used to go to Acquire the Fire all the time.
You remember when they transitioned to Battle Cry?
No.
No.
Yeah, they did, all didn't right. they?
Bad move. That.
Maybe that's why it fell apart.
It has like, they
you
have
guys
like
remember,
a dating.
You remember website. Remember the Promise Keepers?
Yes, Promise Keepers.
Dude, yeah. Promise Keepers are still selling out stadiums.
I went to the Promise
Keepers.
Are they? Yeah, I think so.
I didn't even know they're still around.
Dude, I saw like a couple summers ago or something, they did an event in like St. Louis.
Yeah. I went
or
to their,
Kansas City, I think.
Back in 1997, I went to their march on the National Mall.
What was the date?
It was in September 2000, September 97.
Okay.
Yeah, like September 13th, 14th, September 12th, 1997. See if I'm right. Maybe I'm close.
I was 1 year old.
It was like September.
September?
It may have been September 12th.
He has a weird thing where he remembers dates.
That's why.
It was 97. It was September 12th, 1997.
I think it was September 12th.
Promise Keepers?
Promise Keepers. National March.
Bethel Music, what would be the most valuable card?
Oh.
I say Jen Johnson.
Jen Johnson.
Jen Johnson would be the most valuable
100%.
Card.
If I could choose one Bethel person, it'd probably be David Funk.
David Funk.
I want that card.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. For all my money, when Jen sings,
I know
the glory falls.
But if we're talking about the whole roster, like I think Stephanie Gretzinger.
Oh, that would be a
the card would be Stephanie Frizzell before she was married.
Okay.
Back in the OG days.
Yep.
So yeah, these are the little things you don't know.
Or Jeremy Riddle.
Jeremy Riddle.
Jen, Stephanie, and Jeremy Riddle could be a.
And I'll sing because you are good. Remember that one?
How about Hillsong? Hillsong, what would be the MVP card for Hillsong?
Okay.
Okay, well, it would have been...
Russell Frager.
No.
I'm taking Russell.
Darlene? No, actually, it would have been...
No, I want Marty Sampson pre-deconstructing.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be Marty.
Sorry.
Marty pre-deconstructing is...
It doesn't get better.
It would be Marty or the guy that sang Healer.
Mike Gallucci.
Mike Gallucci would be the hardest card to find.
Yeah, that's what's most like valuable.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a good...
Epic.
I mean, now Brian would be the hardest card to find.
No. There'd be a lot of those.
There'd be a lot. You think it would be like?
Yeah, he's
like
a star for like 30 years straight.
Totally. Yeah, he's. There'd be a lot of those.
I reckon now it would be one of like the more popular in demand cards because people
like
are like
Taya.
Like, no. Brian would be because now people are like, oh, they're gonna stop making this card. So like, we gotta get it while
good
we
point.
Can. We That's gotta collect
point.
It.
Yo, who? Who has written a better song? Just two people, okay? Head to head. Brooke Fraser or Lidgerwood or Marty Sampson. Who has a bigger song?
Man, okay, I'll be honest with you. Musically, I'd probably vibe with Marty a little bit more. Because
me too.
You know
dude.
What I mean?
Think about
but in terms of just like a whole song.
Probably Brooke.
Yeah, probably Brooke.
Because Brooke's lyrics are unbeatable. And her melodies are pretty freaking strong. Marty would have just more of like an artistic flavor. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Do you know that one song Marty did?
Dom, what would your opinion be? Choose your words carefully.
Out of those two? Yeah.
Do you like your job?
I didn't listen to the old like Hillsong worship days. So I know Marty. Like he's an insane writer. I couldn't tell you a song though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came to My Rescue.
Came to My Rescue.
I think Dylan's a writer on that as
all,
well.
Yeah. I was gonna say All You Need Is Love. What am I saying?
All I Need Is You.
All I Need Is You.
All I Need Is You. Marty Sampson.
That's
a good one. That's a good song. Yeah, I mean that's a great song.
Dude. Brooke wrote I Will Exalt You though. That's the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's the best.
I would
worship
if
song
I was
written.
Gonna pick if I was gonna pick the best Brooke song ever, I would say I Will Exalt You. And pit that against Marty's, what's that? All I Need Is You?
Yeah.
That would be tough. That would be a tough choose. But those two songs are just freaking
meow.
Cats meow.
The cat's meow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is that. Okay, meme review?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Can you guys help me while you're finding your memes? Can you help me make this meme?
No, let's do the meme reviews and let's engage.
Oh, we'll save that for post show.
Yeah. Okay, Dom had a great point. Dom, can you tell us what you were thinking?
Can you announce this new feature?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm honored, guys. Thanks.
It was your idea.
We're going to go through on the meme review and actually engage with comments and look at what was the most viewed.
Best comment wins.
Or liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meme as well.
I had a good... I had an encounter with a comment this week. We posted that promo of us three in our princess costumes.
Yeah.
And somebody commented and said, "We gang banging." And I replied and I said, "No, we're not." And he deleted his comment.
Deleted it.
Is that the best comment? Best comment wins for that post?
Yeah.
I can't find. Isn't this crazy?
There was a lot of starter packs this week.
BSU.
Oh, we're shadow banned.
So how do you get to it?
You just have to type the whole thing.
Yeah. Whole username.
They ask you underscore memes.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
So what did you guys think was the best? I mean,
Elohim. That was the song I was trying to think
anytime
of.
Somebody says y'all woke up and chose violence. You know, it's always good. What do you guys think was some of the best memes this week? I thought, sorry, guys, I forgot to decree and declare over the weather before we set sail.
Yeah, that was great.
With Paul getting shipwrecked.
I like that.
That was pretty good. And like, yeah, the comments were like,
where's your phone?
Ryan Pernofsky, rookie mistake, Paul.
Ryan is great.
Right?
I love Ryan.
You know, just not enough faith, I guess. How's it been going?
Dom, for this new feature where we go through comments, is it going to be stunted because we put so many people in jail? Because sometimes the best comments are the people complaining.
If they go to jail, the comment usually stays, though.
Yo, listen to this. Oh, okay. Listen to this. Yeah. On that meme, this guy, Alps the band, says, "Didn't ask for traveling mercies. What a fool." Bet he didn't pray over the worship either or the food. This guy, no Christian, missed it or missed it.
Oh, that is great.
Okay, that's somebody, I thought this was just a good meme. I was surprised you guys posted that, but it was the "I'm taking a break to do some healing starter kit," and it's Snapchat, vape, OnlyFans, and what appears to be a stripper. And somebody just commented, "Mom."
No, who did that? Did it get likes? Did it get likes?
Oh, yeah.
I like Christians going to Sunday lunch after watching church online.
That was good.
Because of the snow.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yes. Landon made that.
And then this guy says, "This looks like my aunt's house, but she's too into MacArthur to be doing that." That's pretty good.
Well done.
I like this one. My wife left me, but that won't stop me from going into the ministry starter kit.
That was so good.
And somebody,
who made that one?
I did. And nice. This is what one of the comments says. Somebody says, "Much easier to travel for ministry now that she has the kids."
I saw that one too.
Okay, what about you had church was a disaster, Marianne, starter kit, and it's all these dads hitting kids. it's like the pastor abusing. And my favorite Kate Robo said, "You guys need some counseling, I think." Okay.
Yeah.
And then Rabba last name, who doesn't follow us but is probably a very, very moral person, commented, "Man, do I love good child abuse memes."
Oh,
kind of just really rebuked us there.
Somebody, wow, thank you for that.
Which I just liked from Brian's account.
Oh, thanks.
So
where's your phone?
Oh, Alps the band. I don't know who Alps the band is, but their comments are killing.
They're funny.
They put egalitarian edition. "Just wait till your mother gets home."
I like it. Accurate.
So there's one that says, "Signs, you're a Pentecostal. You're a Pentecostal pastor trying to write an expository sermon." It shows a guy. It says fatigue, chest pain, fainting, lightheaded, tiredness, dizziness, and shortness of breath. And this guy or gal.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Tam says, "Cause of death, exegesis."
Yo, yeah. Adrian, I think he's from Australia.
He's from Sydney.
Yeah. I can't see the picture because my contacts are in, but it looks like...
Oh, Landon says, "If your sermon preparation could fit on a post note, it means you are definitely relying on the Spirit."
That's good.
Right? In South America, apparently when you preach down in South America, they're like, no notes.
No notes, yeah.
We want to hear from the Holy Spirit today.
Mm. It's the only way.
David Campbell wrote, physician, heal thyself.
Oh yeah, Michael G. Monroe comments on it, then proceeds to get on stage and say, quote, I had a sermon prepared for today, but I woke up this morning and God had something special for me, unquote.
I've heard that.
Oh my God. Oh, David Campbell comments, physician, heal thyself at us.
Where is that one?
On that thing.
Emily as Abel says, the good news is the AI tech can write them for you now.
Oh, I'm trying to find Elaine Campbell's comment.
These starter packs were
absolutely... another prophet of the Lord passed away last night after going into homiletic arrest.
I spent $5,000 on Logos and didn't know how to use its starter kit. You see all the smashed computers. and somebody goes, Joe Heatwell says, this is me. Freaking Nathan Finocchio suckered me in with his MailChimp emails.
What about the Christmas wish list?
He was at Leader Retreat.
The Christmas wish list.
Oh, dude, those are great.
The dispensationalist Christmas wish list. We have the Dake's Annotated Reference Bible, 11 Days in the Holy Land, a shofar, America Needs Jesus and Trump t-shirt, the prophetic calendar.
I love this.
Tucker Carlson. I don't think people get the sandals, but the sandals are key, right?
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin with the red button, and then the surprise ending, the world exploding.
Brian, you know your account? I think it's Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't see likes.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of likes for mental health.
Yeah, in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're listening in Canada, by the way, in Canada, what you don't see is how many likes a photo gets. And that's sad for you.
It's sad.
That is causing, it's probably causing a mental health crisis. Just that.
How the frick do you yo-yo?
On this vein, I have the cringiest Christian content of the week.
Okay.
I have two just because we started this segment. And
dude,
this
why do you have Dom Chabon's Instagram up?
No. This one's just been my favorite for a while. So it says, picture this. You and Jesus are holding hands and spinning in circles in a beautiful field of flowers in heaven.
This is real.
This guy is thinking about being holding Jesus' hand in a beautiful field full of flowers.
Wait, I have one. I gotta.
Is this his way of coming out?
Oh.
Yeah, that's actually a great meme.
Okay, but I right. we've memed it. We've memed it before. It's my favorite. It's my favorite one ever.
Like Jesus is my boyfriend for a lot of dudes. It's just like they're too into it.
Yeah. And then this one was Daddy the actual God. One for the week. But I have questions about this one. Okay.
Ready.
You guys are children. You're all trying to figure out your yo-yos. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I've wanted to yo-yo for about a year now. I can do it.
Why have you wanted to know yo-yo?
No, I've been
for a
thinking
year.
About yo-yos and going, I want that back in my life. Nice work, bro. Oh,
what is happening?
Oh my! Can we? Whoever's editing this, can you please show that four times in a row?
I can do it.
You wanted to know yo-yo?
No, I've been thinking
about yo-yos and going, I want that back.
This is. Chris, that is Chris in a conversation.
Chris
hey spent, guys, I have an idea. Yeah.
Chris spent a lot of time alone as a child, and he knows how to yo-yo.
I'll bet you he's
been a couple years. So hold on.
A couple years.
Oh my God. Go ahead, Everett. You can show us your clip.
Okay.
After you, Everett.
Can you play it on the TV? Or
Dom's got a little trick up his sleeve.
Oh. Okay, I have questions about this, but. I
believe in God. Oh, bro. I pulled up the same one.
Dude. Okay. So.
Did Maddie write that song?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think so.
So here are my questions.
Maybe Brooke wrote it.
Here are my questions.
Maybe Brooke and Ben Fielding. Anyways.
That's a pretty popular template for Christian cringe. But my questions are A, the caption is in quotes, you'll never get that many people at a Christian event in Orlando. A. It's who told you that? It's Orlando. Of course you're going to get that many people at a Christian event in Orlando. Yeah, and they're well-known Christian influencers. So I want to know who actually said that to you that you're quoting. And B, I want to know before they shoot the video, I think we should take a vote. Before they shoot the video, is it like A, they're like, okay, guys, just put on full thirst trap for this video, okay? Just do the thing that everybody likes.
Right.
Or do they go, like, do they kind of like, are they all coy about it? And are they like, all right, guys, let's just like create a real worshipful moment. Like
that
and,
one.
And
that
real,
one.
100% that one.
So they're all
probably
just faking
pray before
it
as well.
No, they're not they faking. They're real.
Before. No, it's
dude.
Genuine.
Yeah, it is genuine.
It is. Sadly, that's
it's,
worse.
You're not worse. The genuine one.
It's
Everett.
It's masked genuineness. Genuine. It's got to be
genuine.
Genuineness.
Genuineness.
It's
genuine. Genuity.
It's got to be genuine. Like when they go to bed at night, when they lay their head on the pillow, they can't actually be thinking in their heart of hearts. That's what God wanted me to do.
Okay,
today.
Here's the deal. What we need to do is we need to call Elijah Lamb and ask him why all his friends are like this.
Okay, let's call him.
Okay, can we do this? Check this out.
Nope.
I don't know how this stupid thing works.
Do you know how to walk
I've
the dog?
Never known how this thing works.
Do you know how to walk this? The dog?
I'll try it.
So yo-yos are so stupid.
Oh, dude.
You know what these are? Dear Elijah, why are your friends like this? And why aren't you like that?
Yo, that's a good idea. Nate.
Look, Dom can do it.
What? Whoa, okay. Hidden.
So what'd you do?
Pretty good. Okay,
how'd you
not
do,
impressed
how'd you
anymore.
The first time?
Just the confidence.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at the guy on the wall. He slides down.
Oh, let's see. Here we go.
Yo, Nate, this is a moon gel. I'm going to use this as a moon gel. I'm going to try it out.
That's a quarter of the price.
Yeah.
Oh, I walked the dog.
Wow. It's true.
We're really cool, okay. Guys.
Yeah,
to
what's
your point? I think I'm confused. I know it's like a trendy thing to do right now using that song. My confusion is when this one says, I might lose followers, but I don't care. What are we talking about?
Unfollow.
It's when they all do the three.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't.
I might lose followers because this is the cringiest content I've ever seen in my life.
I literally did have that video saved. Exact same one as you. I want to know what the conversation is before the camera starts rolling. That's what I want
to
know.
We need to tell.
They're probably kind.
Just be
people.
Real, guys.
They're just like, let's course. Just do this.
Yeah, but like,
we're
I just
absolutely I'll... just.
No, no,
they just don't no. have. They just don't have. They just don't have. Like, awareness of how cringy their world is. Like, so when you're in the TikTok world all the time, it's like you're in a bubble. It's like kids at high school that dressed really, really weird and they're in that little like punk rock subculture or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like they're Marilyn Manson freaks. And so
or like the horse girls, you know?
Totally. And there's like six of them. And they think, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But like everybody else is like, this is not amazing.
No, I get that. But because of that, I think it's hilarious. And I want to know the conversation of them like figuring out the shot.
Right.
Like getting the timing right, like moving people around and being like, we got to put the ring light here. Like, that's the stuff I want to see.
I want to
see the text chain of
one
everybody
of those
being
guys,
like, come over. We're going to do a TikTok.
One of those guys, his name is definitely Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Sebastian.
Sebastian, stop it.
That's funny. The only Sebastian I knew growing up would definitely do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
The only Sebastian I knew growing up said that when he grew up, he wanted to be the dictator of Cuba.
That's true. Like, we're talking about the same one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Full on. And he won. Respect. He won every mock election in school. He was actually really good at it.
Yeah. Dom, have you always been a Christian? With the second you were born?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I was. Yeah. My parents were part of the church and.
Were they missionaries?
They weren't, no.
Okay.
We were kind of like, we just went to church. Like it was, they weren't like involved on our leadership.
In Cali?
Level.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was in Central Valley, outside of the Bay Area.
Ooh.
Stockton, got Tracy, Manteca, all cities you would never know.
Stockton.
Unless you're from California.
Where's Nate Diaz from?
Where is Nate Diaz from? Who's Nate Diaz?
The UFC fighter. Is he from Stockton?
Couldn't tell you.
What?
I don't watch that garbage.
What?
Someone's here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Joanne. It's Joanne. Hello, hello, Joanne.
Oh, it's Danielle. Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm like, who?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on in. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Danielle, the EA for TheosU, and she has no other relation to anybody in this podcast because we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
On the record.
On the record, she is not dating anybody that is part of
the podcast. Because we don't talk about those types
of things. We don't talk about that.
No. I just bring the Chick-fil-A. She does. Does anybody else need Chick-fil-A?
No, I'm good. I want Chick-fil-A, but I don't need it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo!
What?
Nate Diaz is from Stockton.
Let's go.
How did you know that?
Dude, I don't
useless
know.
Useless fact of the
it's
day.
It's my
as good
latest
as that
obsession.
Christian that's, meme.
That's a deep cut.
Yo. Sure. So you're from near Stockton?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Nathan here, and we're releasing our Christmas special. And I just want to say a couple things. Number one, don't get offended. There's no reason to get offended. It's about a church that has some crazy people in it, and they create a really crazy play. I don't know about you, but I have been in these churches. You know, small churches, weird productions, weird people, weird actors. So enjoy it. It's really funny. And don't read into it. It's pure fun. I showed it to my dad. My dad explained it to my, you know, our friends. They loved it. So there's no reason why you should be upset, okay? Just don't be that person. Now you're going to be like, that's it. I'm definitely going to get offended. What I'd love is fake hate mails. That would be good. And I hope you enjoy it. We were peeing ourselves laughing the entire time we were making it. So we hope that you pee in your pants a little bit. Merry Christmas.
Okay, next segment.
Okay, next segment. Everett, can you do your Star 67? I'm really wanting this to happen.
Yeah, I'll do my Star 67.
Who is this?
Russell Johnson.
Okay, and what are we telling him?
I'm going to tell him that Benny Hinn canceled on him for Easter.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Did he book Benny Hinn for Easter?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's got a good backstory to beef it up.
Okay, so just so you guys know, Russell Johnson is a friend of ours.
Yes.
He actually booked Benny Hinn, the Benny Hinn, for Easter of 2023. And Everett is about to call him and pretend to be one of Benny's guys and tell him that Benny can't come.
Yeah. And he's sending someone in his place.
And he's okay.
He's got it.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm nervous.
Yes, yeah, so am I.
I would be nervous too.
That was
going
to be good.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 20.
Was it blocked?
Yeah, he hung up right away.
But is it a block?
I don't think so.
Hello.
Hey, is this Reverend Russell B. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you, Pastor Russell?
Good.
I'm calling with Benny Hinn Ministries on behalf of Marie. This is Michael you're speaking to.
Oh, hey.
I just wanted to call and let you know. I'm really sorry that you couldn't hear it from Benny or Marie himself, but as you know, Benny celebrated his 70th birthday a few weeks ago. And at that birthday, he passed on his mantle to Chad Batta. So I just wanted to let you know that since Chad's actually been taking all of Benny's engagements come January.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually just really... I mean, I think it's a great opportunity, but we're actually just calling to let you know that Chad will be coming on behalf of Benny.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that doesn't really work. I've got Pastor Benny's contact. And so if it's okay with you, I'll just follow up with him directly, but yeah, that's not, not what we're looking for.
I'm really, really sorry to hear that. Unfortunately, Pastor Benny, he's kind of gone off the grid. Right now, he's just taking a sabbatical right now, and he's seeking out what the next season is for himself, and he's kind of just him and Chad are actually together, and they're just praying together. But you know, we are really, really excited to send Chad. So we've switched all the flights. If you want, I can get Marie to send over the graphic that we remade actually for your Easter service. We really liked the blues and how the Easter looked. So we actually just we put Chad right on there, and yeah, it's going to be really great.
Yeah, it's probably not in our wheelhouse of what we're looking to do. So we'll figure some stuff out on our end. We'll make some calls. That's probably not what we're interested in.
Is there anything Chad could do to make you more interested? Because I know Chad, he's really excited. He's been really looking forward to this. I know like his parents are coming with him. I think his girlfriend's coming with him. So we've booked all the flights. They're non-refundable. So, I mean, Chad's going to be in Everett, Washington on Easter weekend. So, you know, I know that he would love to be with your congregation. He has a really powerful, powerful ministry. And he actually just came back from Israel. So he has about 40 pounds of anointing oil that he was going to bring and give out to your congregation just in little vials. I understand this is a tough change of plans. It's not what you're looking for, but you know, Benny, if I can be candid with you, Benny told me not to take no for an answer.
Sure. Yeah, no, we appreciate Pastor Benny. Obviously love him and his ministry. I was just with him and Chad in Los Angeles during his 70th birthday. And I'm friends with Theo Koulianos and some of those guys as well. And so, we're not interested. I love Chad. Chad's a good dude. And I consider him a friend. You know, at this point, not interested in having Chad by himself. However, I would like to follow up with Pastor Benny personally, because I think that, I'd just like to get on the same page with him if I could.
Hey, Russell, this is Lance Cunningham calling you from Gainesville, Florida.
Hey.
And I'm just, I just grabbed the phone here from Michael.
Oh, hey.
This is Pastor Lance Cunningham from Florida calling you. From Gainesville.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Good. Well, I just wanted to talk to you for a second there, Russ, because the thing is, I woke up this morning and the Lord gave me a word for you.
Sure.
And I just thought maybe I could just share it with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was deep in prayer and you know, I saw a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu and your face come up. And I believe that the Lord is raising you up to be Benjamin Netanyahu's prayer warrior. To pray, you know, as you probably know, he is under serious spiritual attack right now. And we need to raise a hedge of protection around him and his family. And as well, the Trump administration, Donald Trump is under, there's a lot of spiritual attack, gross darkness, thick darkness is covering the world.
Hey man, I love Netanyahu. I love all those guys, honestly, you know, Chad, Michael, all them guys, they're great guys, you know, and so I just want to, you know what I mean, partner as much as I can just with my heart. And, obviously, you know, we're looking forward to having Pastor Benny, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just connect with them later or something, but I'm open, you know, and Israel and all that stuff, man, we love all that, you know? And so I'm just trying to, you know, keep my head down and just keep working, keep grinding. So, you know, we'll do whatever. I don't mean no, you know, disrespect or nothing like that. Just appreciate everything that you guys have done for us. And so, you know, I just partner, you know, however we can, and just want to keep working with you guys.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, we'll be, you reach out, you know, you reach out, and we'll be praying for you here at the ministry headquarters. And you know, yeah, we'll just be praying over that prophetic word for you. And we just believe the Lord's going to bring it to pass.
Yeah, man. Hey, appreciate that. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is my number. So, we talk soon.
Okay.
And whatever you're feeling.
All right. We're going to send you a gift basket. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, boss. Appreciate it.
Be back. Oh my God. I better text him. You better text him right now. Oh, no. You know what? Don't text him.
He's going to call Benny. He's literally calling Benny right now.
Can you imagine? I was literally crawling out of my skin.
I tried to give him a prophetic word, and then I told him they were going to send him a gift basket.
Everett like doubled down on it.
That was so good.
The funniest part, you know, Benny told us not to take no.
Oh my God,
Chris, do you regret what you've done?
I didn't make the call.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't care. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Holy.
Okay.
I thought he was going to recognize you when you came on. I was like, that'll be funny. Yeah.
I was thinking, oh,
that would have been better. Yeah. Just,
he's going to get Lance Cunningham. And I said it again, and he's like, not connected. I'm like, all right, we're going deeper.
Yep.
God says deeper.
Dear God.
He's calling Benny Hinn right now.
I don't know.
Okay.
I should have started doing that.
Oh, you should have.
Okay, but he's
deeper.
Oh God!
From your bowels,
I messed that up.
We're heading into the post show.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for watching. Dom Shabal, everybody. Okay.